Two through 12 represent.
Not including 7 and 8, which are missing.
How about page 13?
About page 13,
no.
Andy.
What?
No.
Representative Anderson, Beth is sitting over here saying, you know, let Elizabeth at least deal with these, the rest of this packet, and Elizabeth can get busy on drafting if we just would do that.
Well, I don't like any page 13.
No, let's look at it. Well, there'll be like something good in it.
I don't like those nasty golf courses. So
On page 13, let me just quickly tell you what they are. On page, whether you like that section or not, what page 4, line 25 is, by deleting farm unit or woodlot and inserting lot or parcels, you clean up a fairly large loophole. And the same with, which was recommended by the state forester, on line 25, you clean up a fairly large loophole there. They're technical to the extent that, you know, you may or may not like those sections, but the amendments really do close loopholes. Now, obviously, the golf course is not a loophole. The four members of your committee that looked at this, we did not come to any agreement. There was talk, and we sort of went back and forth and never came to any conclusion that golf courses would be in, which they're currently in the bill. But they would only be on, they could not be on soils of one or two classification. We can always delete that when we go through the bill, but if we could just get these all drafted, the next two pages, or the next page, last two pages, is an area that I had asked Mr. Foltz and Mr. Bennett to get together on. They came to some agreement on language dealing with reporting that was originally in Senate Bill 233. We thought since it was going to be reporting of marginal lands that we would do all reporting with non-farm dwellings and so forth in this bill, and that's really some agreed-to language. And if we could adopt this package, we could have Elizabeth draft it. And then we will start through it on Tuesday.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
We originally talked about putting the exception that is theoretically going to be incorporated into 2295 into this bill as
yes.
insurance. Can we have that drafted also?
We can have that draft, Elizabeth. I would assume you've already got it drafted for 2295. We could just bring it and adopt that language.
I appreciate that.
Representative Anderson.
No, nothing. Just before we adjourn, I'd like to have a question, Mr. Ross. You might prepare to answer whether we can do anything this session on destination resorts.
Anything else? Any other questions on this package? Ross, you have a question?
I just would like, before you adjourn, to have an opportunity to discuss the EFP zone issue, because there may be some things there that you would like Elizabeth to look at. But as far as the package goes, no.
Okay. Tuesday. Any further discussion? Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Van Leeuwen?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Bradbury?
Aye.
Representative Hill?
Aye.
Representative Parkinson?
Aye.
Representative Priestley?
Aye.
Representative Trittman?
Aye.
Representative Troop? Chair Hooley?
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
Vote explanation?
You're tired.
My vote was to approve these to be drafted and printed by legislative council.
I don't think the amendment motion was any different than that, Representative Parkinson.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chairperson.
Representative Priestley.
I think you use the same strategy as a salesperson. You just keep having people say yes, and finally they pass the bill.
Used car salesman representative.
Yeah, here you go.
Do I have a new job in life, Representative Anderson?
Quick question to Mr. Ross.
Mr. Ross.
Then we're going to adjourn.
Just towards the door.
Madam Chair. Representative Traeger.
It was my understanding Mr. Ross was going to give us the answer next week. Was that your understanding?
I don't know what Representative question.
I just wanted to ask a question whether we might have time, if we can find a relating clause, to get a bill out, or whether we could put it in this bill, whether you're ready to move on. Destination resort.
Madam Chair, Jim Ross, DLCD. This morning at 10 o'clock, we met with representatives of the Governor's Office and the Department of Economic Development. Chairman Lauren Jacobs of LCDC and Jason Bowe of the Economic Development Commission. Presently, we are looking at a piece of legislation, or looking for a piece of legislation in the Senate Transportation Committee to possibly use as a vehicle for destination resorts legislation. I talked late this afternoon, mid-afternoon, I guess, with Wayne Wolf, Deputy Director of the Economic Development Department. I've not talked to him later than mid-afternoon. They had not found a piece of legislation that was going to be inserted in at that time. There should be more information available Tuesday.
Madam Chair.
Representative Troop.
What's troublesome with the existing land use vehicles?
I don't know that there is anything troublesome with existing land use vehicles. It was Del Isham, Senator Isham, apparently expressed some interest, I gather. I don't know that to be a fact, because of the tourism-related nature of destination resorts. And they are presently looking at Senator Isham's committee.
Aha, a little re-elect Del time.
Madam Chair, I'd like to have Legislative Council have a standby draft. If she's going to draft something for another committee, let's stand by for this bill on destination resorts.
Madam Chair.
Representative Troop.
I understand, was it Steve Janik that drafted something based on the task force? Is that what you'd already talked about?
Madam Chair, Representative Troop, there are two drafts, one that has been done by the Economic Development Department and one that has been done by Steve Janik.
That is correct.
Madam Chair.
Representative Troop.
How different are the two drafts?
The only real difference, Madam Chair, Representative Troop, is that the Janik version has a siting council made up of three members of the Economic Development Council, three members of LCDC, and the Economic Development Department version has the issue being done by LCDC. Both drafts have preliminary determinations being made on the economic issues involving destination resorts being made by the Department of Economic Development.
Okay.
Thank you. Representative Anderson moves we adjourn. I hope there are no objections.